What's up, you guys? It's your girl Anna from the Undateable Chicks podcast. Thank you for tuning in to episode 13. I don't want to just say what's up, you guys. I hope you guys are having a fantastic week. It is Wednesday, and you know we do our podcast every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You feel me? Anyhow, I just want to, you know, thank you guys, first of all, for supporting me and being this far with us. Just being there, listening, and even if you're not listening, liking our pictures and liking the videos that are posted on the page. YouTube is coming. YouTube has a lot of things going on with it right now. Being that I'm a new person, it's telling me that I have to have so many subscribers in order to upload a certain amount of videos. So, it's coming. Y'all will see the live videos shortly, sooner than later. So let's go ahead and jump on in here. And the first thing I know you guys notice is that I'm by myself. Yes. This is Anna alone by herself. It's still called the Undateable Chicks because this podcast is a platform for all women who feel like dating is just not for them. It's not happening for them. They're having a hard time with it. And that's just it. So I'm definitely going to keep the name. And that's really all I'm going to say about that. If you guys have any other questions or, you know, have some concerns, y'all DM me and I'll talk to y'all personally about it. So let's chime on in and jump on in here to our conversations tonight. So these conversations are coming from our listeners who want to know about certain things. Now, a lot of these things, if you've been tuning in long enough, you know that we've already gone through most of these topics, but we can go back in and get into a little bit more depth with them. So first viewer wants to know, or listener wants to know, is why mama know they sons are not good and they daughters, because you're gonna help the fellas out too. You know your child not no good and you don't give any warning to the person coming in. All right, so I can just say this. Like I said, I've had this conversation before. I've been there where a mother knew their child was an abuser. She knew he whooped ass for a living, and she didn't warn me. You feel me? She kept saying, I like you. You different from the other girls. But ma'am, you ain't tell me your son was going to kick my ass neither. So, and just, you know, from my own experience, I'm going to say this. Don't rely on the parent to try to tell you what it is about their son or their daughter that is not good and try to warn, give you a warning if that's what you want to say. I think there are things you have to look for in a person as an individual and held that person accountable, not the actual parent. Because the parent can only do so much. I know that guy's mom couldn't do nothing with him. All she would tell him, you know, things, but he wouldn't listen, you know. Even though that was his mama, he not like me. I respect my mom. I listen to everything she tell me to do. But he just wasn't that type of child. So no matter if the mom warns you or not, I think it's up to you as the person who's dating that person, who's going to be involved with that person, to take the time out to get to know that person, to look for those red flags. I'm not saying go in and overthink and, you know, if he raises his hand, you jump. Oh, shit, he going to whoop my ass. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there are clues, and God gives everyone a third sense to realize certain things are off about a person, you know. And I think those are things that you need to look forward to and things that you need to do in order to determine if this person is for you. Do you really need to be dating this person? Is this person going to add value to your life? All of those things, all those questions you need to ask yourself. And I don't think we should blame the parent for it. Now, I know me. If I had a no good son, I ain't going to have no good son. I'm sorry. I don't like to blame the moms and dads for this, but sometimes the environment a child is in, and if a child has some type of mental illness or any type of disruption in their life that is not handled properly, that's when you get the outcome of a bad child. Because knock on some wood, I don't have no son yet, but when I have a son, if my son ever try that, trying to play women situation, you feel me? Oh, I'm chopping him in the throat. He's not going to get away with it. And that's just it. I'm not going to get in his business and forewarn a girl coming in there. If anything, if I see a female coming through my door looking like a thot, I'm going to forewarn him. Don't bring that heifer to my house no more. You know, I can't wait to have a child just to do that, son, just to do that. You feel me? But yeah, so that's all I'm gonna say about mamas who know their child is not any good and they're still allowing someone to date their kid, because we cannot put the blame on the parent. They can only do so much. Granted, I kind of wish that my ex-mom would have at least said, look, I see you a good girl. My son does X, Y, Z, and I really don't want to put you through that. I don't want you to go through that. You don't deserve it. As much as she said she loved and cared about me, and she wished her daughters were like me and stuff like that, you could have told me, sis. That would have saved me a lot of freaking time, a lot of hiding I had to do from years of running from your child, okay? But anyway, I'm going to tell you some signs to look for, though, because I started dating out too late in life, which is why I didn't know about certain red flags about men. I had only dated one caliber of men, and I only dated Africans at one time, and only dated one African. I ended up marrying him, so that's the only man really that I knew about his ways and the way he was. I knew his culture and everything like that. So here I am trying to date an American guy, and I've been around American dudes all my life. I'm American, you feel me? But I had never been in a relationship with one. So little red flags that I could have looked for, or had I, now that I think about it, they were red flags and I just didn't see them as red flags. Number one, his mom, when I was introduced to her, she was very vague. Like she was there, but she wasn't there. She wasn't like, oh, hey, how you doing? She just had this kind of like look like, damn, so wish I could tell you. Like, she had like a look on her face that had I had knowledge now that I know right now as an adult, like older adult, I would have been like, okay, something wrong, something off about this man, because she ain't giving me no, my son is good. Second clue, he praising himself and she never backed him up on it. Mm-hmm. He kept saying all the good things he does for his women and the nice things, you know, he do. What kind of man he was, and she never once said, yo, my son a good girl, you got a good cat. She never said that. I should have took that as a warning for her not saying anything like that. And then the other thing was, whenever, because we that relationship was very toxic, it was crazy, it's like a movie, you feel me? I can talk about it now without even crying now, but those were the times, honey. I felt like I was on Lifetime. Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me out of that situation. Hallelujah. You know, she never wanted to include herself in the business. Okay, so I could just go back to a story we had where I had found out he was cheating or whatever, and that was his thing. He liked to cheat. And I just understand, like, leave me alone then, bro. I'm one of those people, like, if you find somebody else that interests you more than me, I'm cool with that. Just let me know. So I go about my business and do me. Because I'm going to do me. You feel me? No, but he wanted me and her, too. And there was a couple more of them anyway. When I talked to her about it, I said, look, I'm trying to break up with your son, but he's not allowing me to break up with him, man. Well, baby, that ain't got nothing to do with me. That's exactly what she said. I shook to that one. I didn't mean to pop my lips, y'all. That was real ghetto. But that's it. Like, I feel like that was a sign that I should have not been dealing with someone like that. When his own mom wasn't in tune in his life, she really didn't care about him like that. She cared about him, but it was more of a, he gonna do whatever he wanna do. And nothing I say can dictate or change how he feel or what his actions gonna be. And that's just it. So I'm going to leave that at that. So to the listener who asked that question, girl, I understand what you mean by parents need to let people know how their kids are. But girl, you have to figure that out for yourself. You're going to have to start, you know, analyzing that man. Everything that he does, you need to, you know, sit there and think, hey, am I going to be able to deal with this for the rest of my life or 18 years if you don't have kids by him? And if you do got kids by him, he doing some questionable things, girl. Step daddy season is here. Do you hear me? And don't be staying with no man just because that's your kid's father. I'm not telling y'all to, you know, have kids out of wedlock or whatever, but I'm just saying, like,
You feel me? My biological father is just that, sperm donor. My stepdaddy is my daddy all my fucking life. Like, that's my daddy. So, that's all I'm saying. Ain't wrong having a stepdaddy. You feel me? Because he's still a father. And that's just it. So, let's move on to the next, y'all. To the next conversation. So, the next topic. Let's see what we got. The listener, listener. Hey, hey, hey. All right. So, this is going to be a good one. And this is going to fit me really well because this is kind of talking about a little bit of what I got going on. Okay. So, basically, the question was, can you love your mate through thick and thin? And the scenario that was given is that this guy wants to know if he was to gain, he asked his girlfriend if he was to gain 30 pounds or 45 pounds or something like that, or became morbidly obese, would she still be with him? And she said no. But she's not attracted to big guys. Okay. Now, I'm a plus size. I'm not plus size now, but I'm a formal fat girl. Former fat girl, okay? Former fat girl, meaning not in a negative way, honey, because I wore it well, baby. You feel me? I lost over 100 pounds in 2 years. And I'm going to just say this. I got more play when I was bigger. Men like thick chicks. Thick chicks, you know. I get a little play now, here and there, but it's dudes I don't like. Be real skinny dudes I ain't into. I like thick dudes, you feel me? I like thick dudes like me. You know what I'm saying? Got a little meat on their bone. You know what I mean? But they ain't feeling me now since I'm a little smaller. But that's another story. Anyhow, so can you love your partner through thick and thin? So being that I was a former fat girl, it's quite... if I don't keep myself up, if I don't work out, if I don't eat, whatever, because I've already been plus size, it's possible that I can go back that way. So anybody who I date now has to be okay with me gaining weight. Because if you're not okay with me gaining weight and you don't like big girls or whatever, you don't like the form of me, then you're not going to like me in the future. Because I feel like in 30 years, who finna be on the treadmill? I might. It depends. But, like, you know, weight gain comes with getting older. Weight gain comes when you find a mate that makes you happy. It's called happy weight. You feel me? And I just got to be with somebody who's going to be okay with that. If you're going to be okay with me not, you know, going back to my old self. Because I was formerly overweight. And, you know, it affected my daily life because it was how I felt about myself. I didn't have no issue about a dude trying to talk to me or me trying to, you know, date other people, whatever, after my situation I was in. But it's just the fact that I was not happy with myself during that period. And that was very unhealthy. So that's something, that's a question I think that I've been, like, I haven't really... ask anyone yet, but they see old pictures, you know, they ask me, oh, let me see when you were pregnant, I show them pictures, they're like, God, the hell you look, and they say this, you look different. No, I was fat. Say it, it's okay, I'm okay. I used to be afraid of the word fat. I used to not even say that word and utter that word, and even in high school, I never got called fat. I was plus size, I was chubby when I was in high school, but nobody ever called me fat, and even in adulthood, the only time I ever got called fat was an argument with a girl in college. She called me fat, but she was fat too, so we both were fat girls, so hey girl, whatever. That's a term I don't use because people use that word and they, you know, it's a negative thing attached to it. So just for me personally, I'm not okay with someone who wouldn't have liked me if in the old me, because I could go back to the old me, because I am a former fat girl. That means I have that fat gene, baby. I don't care if y'all believe it or not, but it is a fat gene. And sometimes people get it. I sit there with my skinny friend. They eat all damn day long. Don't gain a pound, but let me eat a roll. I'm going to get them scared, gain 5 pounds. See, that's just how it is. It's genes. It's hereditary. It's okay. But I just want somebody who's going to be okay with me gaining a few pounds here and there. You know what I'm saying? I might, you know, get lazy, get real comfortable with my baby and gain 30 pounds. And, you know, instead of him, let's work it off, baby. Let's get you back right. He want to leave because he ain't attracted to it. Hell no. 86 that. So if you're not okay with the old me, or, you know, you wouldn't have been attracted to me, the old me, then we probably shouldn't be talking, bro. Like, we not going to be compatible. You know, because I understand people have preferences, but you have to understand this is the second half of me. Although I lost 100 pounds, I look completely different than what I did when I was overweight. Damn, I had a lot of niggas though. Dudes liked me when I was bigger. Okay. All right, y'all. Back to the program. All right. So, basically, when it comes down to that, you have to ask that person if they're going to be okay with you gaining weight. And if they're not going to be okay with you gaining weight, what's the next step? Are you just going to leave? You know, because you do have to be attracted to your partner. You really do. You have to be attracted to your partner. And that's something that I understand. And I'm pretty sure other people understand it too. You have to be attracted to them. And if you're not attracted to the partner, then that's when cheating comes to hand. That's when mistreating comes to hand. That's when sneaking around and doing all crazy things. Now, I'm not going to say every person cheats, you know. I've seen situations where men just, you know, they go in the damn closet and masturbate or something because, you know, they're not finding that attraction in the bedroom with their loved one or whatever. So, yeah, so that's all I would say with that. Also, you guys need to make sure that you have the right attraction. Now, you know, what your preference is, it might not be the love of your life. So, I'm going to say this. Sometimes you got to be a little open-minded when it comes down to who you date and the caliber of people that you date. Don't be Xing big girls out because they big. That might be the best woman you've ever met. Don't be Xing out big dudes because they big. Because, honey, I need a man who can pick me up. You feel me? And I don't think a skinny man can do that. But I ain't going to X them out neither because, you know, my preference is thick dudes. You know what I'm saying? But I can't discriminate against, you know, smaller guys or whatever, because that'll be just like somebody discriminated against me because I used to be fat. Oh, I don't want to. She used to be fat. Oh, hell no. You know, that's the same thing. So I'm going to say this. Keep the book open, y'all. Just keep it open and let people know what your preference is. But hey, I like your personality. I like your face, because y'all know one thing, though. Let me tell you something. What I've noticed in this world since I've been alive, fat folks have the best face. I'm telling you, this is my logic, what I've come up with. Okay, so God can give us the body and the face. So he gave us the face that we just gave, you know, we had to work on the body for later on in life. Because every person I've known that have lost weight, fine as shit, dog. Face to die for. You feel me? We got the cheekbones, you know what I'm saying? We got that facial structure. Like, we just be having the best face. And I just think God was like, he can't give us both at the same time. So he had to give us one or the other. I'm glad he gave me the face, because, baby, you can always lose weight, but, I mean, you can have surgery on your face, too, but you'll never be, like, your kids gonna come out looking like the old you, not the new face. So, that's just it, with, you know, with that. So, if you can love your partner through thick and thin, thumbs up for you. But if you have questionable things, like, you wouldn't be able to deal with weight gain or whatever, you need to let that person go now. And don't waste their time. And be upfront with them. Look, I'm not into fat girls. I understand you smaller now, but it's a good chance that you might go back to your old self. I ain't gonna be able to deal with it. That's it. Bottom line. And then we'll move on from that. All right. So, y'all, the topic of the night, we are going to be talking about narcissistic men and women. The crazies of the world. All right, so I call them functional mental patients. I think all of us have some type of narcissistic ways. We might have one or two, but I know plenty of people with all of them. Most of the characteristics that come from a narcissistic person, I know somebody who has all of them or had all of them. Okay. Let me chime in to back to this guy. It's crazy boy. We're going to talk about a little bit about domestic violence as well. Okay, so I'm a survivor. I didn't give up. Hey, I'm here. You know, I can talk about it. Any other women, if you guys are in a situation like that, DM me, sis. We need to talk about it, okay? And I'm not going to sit here and say it's 1, 2, 3, get up and leave. I've been there. It took me about 3 months to leave that situation. And in order for me to leave, I literally had to pick up my whole life and move around like 3-4 times. And hide out in the shelter. and basically changed my whole identity on social media. I went blank off social media for a while because of the situation. And he had to go to jail for me to get freedom from him. That was just it. But a narcissistic person, okay, so some of the definitions I found were quite interesting, but I did find one in particular that I'm going to read off to you guys because I found it very, very funny, because people who do these things don't see themselves as being that way. Okay, so a narcissist. A person who has an excessive interest in or admiration of themselves.
Bruh, everybody on Tinder. All them dudes on Tinder.
Yo, y'all wildin' on Tinder for real. That's why I'm off of there. Yeah, if you see my page on there, y'all, it ain't me. Somebody took my picture because I will never get back on there again. Alright, so narcissists. We have defined them, what it is, a person who has an excessive interest or admiration of themselves. Sort of like being vain, just a little bit. But I'm going to tell you some things that I noticed from a narcissistic person, okay? This is both men and women. I'm going to talk about the ex first, and then I'm going to talk about a friend I had who was like this, okay? So the ex, he would always talk about himself. He was like a pretty boy. He stayed in the mirror. I like that though. He stayed in the mirror, made himself was up to par, you know, but he would be in the mirror more than me. And I'm like, bro, I need to kind of do my makeup. Is you gonna move anytime soon? Like, what's going on with that? You feel me? And the main thing about him is he lacked empathy. So I had a relative die, and he basically had this, you know, usually if somebody died, you crying. I'm crying. I'm like, oh, I'm going to miss them, blah, 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 blah. And I can't believe they're gone. And I'm crying. And he just sitting there looking unconcerned. Like, I don't know if y'all ever seen that little girl when they was telling her she was going to Disney World. She was just like, okay, your point. Like, that was his face. And he basically told me, what am I supposed to say? I love you, not them. I don't feel bad that they died at all. That's flat out what he said to me. He was just unconcerned and he didn't care. And I was crying. I was just like, okay, so like, I don't know really what to do with the situation, because my family we all show love. We don't, even if we can't understand the situation, we show love to one another. Like, when I found out I was pregnant and I was getting separated from my ex-husband, I came into the house, I broke down, started crying, and slid down the wall. And my sister was like, what's wrong? Like, my Gemini sister, you know Gemini, they got strong, you know, personalities too. Like, what's wrong? What happened? I said, I'm pregnant. She said, oh, hell. You act like something really wrong with you. Get up. It's just a baby. Like, that's what she said to me. Whatever. Okay, so, you know, even though she had that little lack of, you know, empathy, she understood and she was still, you know, consoling and gave me a hug. This fool, straight out, don't give a damn. He didn't care. And let me tell you how much he didn't care. When I tried to break up with him, several times. He told me he had lung cancer, y'all. Lung cancer, right? He said he had lung cancer and that he was dying, and he was trying to explain to me that was the reason why he was acting crazy and being mean and being aggressive with me and all of that. And I'm like, oh my god, you got lung cancer. And I'm so naive. Oh my god, I believed him. I was so naive. I done went to my church, child. I was going to Sherwood Baptist Church, child, in Albany, Georgia. So I went to Sherwood and asked the people to pray for him. And he's like, well, give us his address. We're going to go pray for him, right? So I was like, well, I know he's a... I said, I don't know, like, when... What schedule was like, you know? I'm like, I can give you... I gave him both addresses, where he stayed at with his roommate and then when he lived with his mom. And so I was like, I gave him both addresses. So they went to the roommate, to his house first, his apartment. And he wasn't there, so they went to the mom's house. And she, you know, she was in there, and she was like, I had no idea. I can't believe this. We all crying. We upset. She done called his sisters and everything. Mind you, this fool ain't been to nobody's doctor. We ain't asked for no paperwork. We literally just crying because he said he had lung cancer and he was dying. And so, long story short, y'all, they prayed for him and all that kind of stuff. And he was in the mood to tell you this boy need an Oscar for real. And you know, we all just like trying to, you know, make sure everything's okay with him. So basically what I had to do was I just was being nice to him and just listening to him and let him give me all these little fake stories that he was giving me. And like 2 weeks went by and I was like, so, you know, have you been back to the doctor?
He said, for what?
I said, for your lung cancer.
Oh, hell, I told you that so you wouldn't break up with me.
Y'all, when I tell y'all I had egg on my face and I was mad as hell. Like, nigga, you had me going to the church, everybody praying for you. They even gave us gift cards. Like, why would you lie like that? So anyway, that's one thing. They be unconcerned, know they lack empathy. Next thing, they fantasize about their life. So I met this dude on campus at Albany State. He was in the gym. And he told me he was in school to be, I think, a physical therapist or some crazy stuff. Athletic physical therapy. Now, he in shape, you know, got six pad, you know, he work out and all that stuff. So I believe what he was saying. But he kept telling me about this, you know, this fantasy life that he was going to have from a physical therapist's salary. I let him live that dream. Ain't nothing wrong with having dreams. It was just too much and too, it was too like, it was too big for me to understand. I'm going to say that. And the next thing about him, he believed he really was superior. This dude really thought he was King Tut or somebody. And he felt like anybody knew in a situation, like, I forget where we went, but he felt like, you know, people should bow down to him and he's the boss and whatever. Like, bro, this not even your house. Like, what are you doing? How you gonna try to dictate something? This not your home. He did that at my house, try to dictate stuff. Like, bro, no, that's not how it works. And then I can say this to chime in on a friend I had, a girlfriend of mine. She was really into herself, but she thought she was superior as well. So she literally thought she was like a queen or something. And waiters and waitresses and people that worked at McDonald's and people in the stores, I'm gonna say retail jobs, she felt like they owed her something. She felt like men owed her something. Okay, back y'all. Had a little bit of technical difficulties there. Yeah, she thought that everybody and their mama owed her something. And she would spend most of her time belittling people in their face. Now, I know we all talk about people. We gossip about people. We find things hilarious and screenshot them and send it to one another. But we don't tell the person to their face because it's going to hurt them. You know what I'm saying? Not saying talking behind their back is nice neither. But if it's not your friend, I feel like it's all right. They talk about us. So she would do a lot of those things and other things, like when she had a boyfriend, how she would talk to him and call him out his name and, you know, lie. And she lacked empathy for anything. He lost his job. She broke up with him. Just all those types of things. She was a narcissist, just like my ex was a narcissist. So let's go on down to the other things that it has, you know, that narcissist, the characteristics they possess. They need praise. They want you to tell them they look good. They want you to tell them that they're doing good. You know, this comes in a business setting. I went on a date one time with a guy like that. He kept telling me about his degree at Harvard and, you know, tell me, you know, he told me my voice wasn't professional. I don't know how. He was a black man. And he said, no, I sound like a successful white man when I talk. I'm like, bro, you sound like a man, a black man, but it's okay. Like, I don't put racism or race on somebody's voice. But those are the things he said. He constantly talked about himself. Like, and he tried to use me. He didn't even know me. He tried to use me to buy some chicken, y'all. So it wasn't even an official date. I don't like going on real dates like that because I feel like I wouldn't want to spend my money on nobody if I wasn't interested in them. So I like doing coffee meetups. That's what I like doing. Unless the guy wants to go out to eat or something like that, I'm cool with going to the coffee shop. So let's go to the coffee shop or whatever. And we went to Starbucks or whatever and we was just talking. You know, we was talking about some good stuff. Like, he's very educated and I could carry a conversation on with him. He understood the politics I was talking about and things I was talking about in the world. He understood completely what we was talking about. But when we left Starbucks, it just became a different story. He would not shut the hell up about himself. And then he was like, oh, you want to go to Popeye's? And I'm like, well, I'm not really that hungry. Come on, you can go to Popeye's. It's okay. So we, during this time, this is very scary. I don't know why I did this, but I did it. He's like, you want to ride together? And I'm like, okay. You know, he was driving a Maserati. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get in here and see what this car like. You feel me? So I got in there. That really could have been an enemy. He could have kidnapped me. But anyway, he didn't. Took me to Popeye's. And then he asked me if I want anything. I said, no, I'm good. He said, come on, girl. Get some wings. Get some wings. And I was like, okay. So I'll get, I guess, give me 2 wings and a biscuit. And so he was like, okay, let me get a, he ordered this big extravagant meal, right? Get to the window. And this is why I leave my purse and wallet when I go places with guys who, like a first date thing. I ain't paying for shit. He said, oh shit, I left my wallet at home. Hey, can I cash up you right quick and you pay for it with your card? Now, y'all, it wouldn't have been $14, but it's my $14. And I did not agree to pay for no fucking chicken. I didn't even want it. Okay, and I didn't even eat the 2 pieces of wings that I got. So I was like, cool. So I'm looking at him cash. I'm like, where you gonna cash up? And I was like, you need my cash up now? He said, no, your number came right up. This you right here showed me my face and stuff. So then he got the food. We started talking about something else. And I'm just holding in my time, my mind, like, I sure hope he finna cash out me my $14. He sure finna, it's gonna cash me my $14. Okay. So took me back to my car, get in the car. And he's like, well, it was nice talking to you. Nice meeting you. I hope we can hang out real soon. And so I was like, okay, but in my mind, I was never going to hang out with him again because you just jipped me for $14. He never gave me my $14. And then we end up getting into an argument because he got mad because I said I wasn't spending the night at his house. And he literally was like, you know what? You're beneath me anyway. Okay, nigga. Okay. So, yeah. Those, you know, narcissistic people, like, y'all, I know somebody, you know, out here listening who knows somebody who's like that, or you might be like that. Y'all need to reevaluate yourself, because it ain't going to be too many more people that's going to deal with y'all bull crap, okay? Okay, so let's keep going. Let's see. Just another one. Highly reactive to criticism. So whenever you tell them something, they can't take criticism. That's just bottom line, flat out what it is. They can't take it. They don't want to hear you're wrong, they're right. And that's just how they think. That's how their mindset is. These characteristics all lead to somebody being a little off. You feel me? Y'all got a personality disorder. Something wrong with y'all. It ain't never wrong being confident, but sometimes the way you go about letting people know that you're confident is completely disgusting. Let's see. Oh, there you go. I talked about it before I even got to it. Takes advantage of others. That's exactly what that dude did. Took my $14. Man, somebody cash out me $14 because I'm still missing it. I'm mad about that $14. Like, I didn't even want Popeyes, bro. I did not want it. But yeah, taking advantage of others. I could go back into my girlfriend who used to do that. Like, she would literally spend all her guy's money, and if he didn't have no more to give her, you need to borrow it from somebody. You need to get it somehow. I need whatever. Like, he would do it, and I think. That's a part of, you know, that I think that's what turned guys into, excuse my French, fuckboys. And the same thing for women when we turn into fuck girls. People using them and abusing them and taking their kindness for a weakness. And that's why we have so many assholes in this world today. I'm one of them. Because I was taken advantage of several times, you know, by people, not just men, but in general, by people I thought were my friends and things like that who just didn't give a damn. They don't care. And they'll use you as long as you let them use you. So you need to analyze some people in your life. Okay, lastly, the main thing they need to remain the center of attention. So they need people to know they are there. And they don't want to be seen and not heard. Most of the time, people who are narcissists, they are loud and obnoxious. And people know they're coming and people are annoyed that they're coming. So that's just it. Like, it's nothing else to say about them except that they are some you know, they, some of them have some good hearts, I reckon. But all in all, y'all need to reevaluate y'allself, because y'all got people out here talking about y'all and people who can't deal with you. And then you lose the love of your life and you wonder why. You're single in the house with a million cats, baby. Or you're masturbating to some Asian flick because you don't got nobody else to do you, okay? So y'all need to reevaluate yourself. Take a good look in the mirror. Ask God for prayer to release those demons from your body, making you act that way, because I ain't got time. And the next narcissist I meet that want to come in my life, ha, and try to ruin it, I'm chopping you in the neck. That's it. All right, you guys. So that's it. That's all, you know, we have for the show tonight. And if you have any questions or concerns, DM me. Write me on Facebook. But I do want y'all to hear this fantastic song, y'all. I love this song. And we let y'all listen to a couple of tracks of his. I think that was episode 6 where we were doing some little music, you know, shout outs or whatever. But I want you guys to go to YouTube and find Mark St. Rose. And look up this song called Rose. It's amazing. It's a beautiful song. And I'm going to let y'all hear a little bit of it. Only because I like this song. And y'all can find him on Instagram at Mark St. Rose. And yeah. Listen to it. You feel me? Let's see. Okay. Dealing with, you know, it's finity, y'all. No, you know, it's a little delayed, you know. Forgive me, y'all. Forgive me.
First spoke my name, babe. I stand by your side. My friends told me no.
Now, to hear the rest of that, you guys got to go find him on YouTube. The song's amazing. I also want to just let you guys know that I just completed a film entitled Exasperated. Y'all, be looking out for it soon. Check my InnaStop25 page, and I'm going to be posting something soon about it. Oh, my God, I'm so excited for it. And if you're in the Atlanta area, I will invite you to the screening of it. It's going to be down in the screening room, ATL, off of Ralph David Abernathy, okay? So I'll let y'all guys know when that date comes, and that's it. So thank you guys for tuning in to the Undateable Chicks. We about to go live on Facebook. And you guys have a great night. Bye.